Hello, and welcome to the next Kat and Eugen Rosenman Aviation Finance Law Podcast, one in our series. I am Adrienne Sanchez. Today, we will discuss different components of an aircraft sale and purchase agreement. An aircraft sale and purchase agreement, alternately titled a purchase agreement or a sale agreement, is a contract by which a seller sells its interest in one or more business or commercial aircraft to a buyer. The seller or buyer could be an airline, another type of aircraft operator, a leasing company, or a special purpose entity, for example. The agreement typically includes terms on the following matters: the identity of the seller and purchaser, a description of the aircraft that is the subject matter of the sale, the purchase price and any adjustment mechanism, delivery and payment mechanics, default and termination, taxes and indemnities, insurance, and miscellaneous items such as governing law and confidentiality. The sale can be of an aircraft that is in storage. Alternately, the sale can be of an aircraft that is on lease to an airline and contemplates the closing of the sale after the aircraft is redelivered to the seller. The sale could be by an airline as seller as part of a sale-leaseback transaction. Finally, the sale can be of an airline subject to an existing lease, in which case the aircraft remains on lease after the sale closes. Today, we will discuss three components of a typical sale and purchase agreement. We will explore each clause in depth and provide examples of how each clause functions along the way. First, we will discuss conditions precedent. Next, representations and warranties. And finally, purchase price adjustments. Let's continue. The first type of provision we will discuss is conditions precedent. A typical aircraft sale and purchase agreement will contain conditions precedent. A conditions precedent is an event which must take place before a party to a contract is required to perform its part. Separate sets of conditions precedent will be included for the express benefit of the seller and buyer respectively. The sale of an aircraft will not close until the conditions precedent are fulfilled to the satisfaction of or waived by the respective party for whose benefit they are included. The conditions precedent included for the benefit of the seller normally include receipt of the purchase price, receipt of an aircraft delivery acceptance certificate signed by the buyer, and the absence of any default by the buyer under the purchaser agreement. The seller may also require an insurance certificate for the aircraft, naming the seller and related parties as additional insureds on the aircraft third-party liability insurance for a period, often 2 years after closing. The conditions precedent included for the benefit of the buyer are more extensive and normally include receipt of a bill of sale from the seller and a satisfactory inspection of the aircraft and its maintenance records. When the aircraft is being purchased subject to an existing lease, the seller and buyer's closing conditions will include receipt of certain documents pertaining to the lessee, such as a lease novation, which is an agreement typically entered into by the seller, buyer, and lessee, and which normally substitutes the buyer for the seller as lessor under the lease. Finally, there is often a mutual condition precedent that the sale have closed by a certain date called the drop-dead date. If the sale has not closed by then, because other conditions precedent have not yet been satisfied, the affected party may terminate its obligation or sell or buy the aircraft. This allows the parties not to be locked into a transaction indefinitely without being able to close it. Next, let's move on to representations and warranties. The seller and buyer will typically make mutual representations similar to what one would find in any agreement, that each is duly organized under the law of its formation, that each has taken all necessary organizational action to authorize it to enter into the sale agreement, and that the performance by it of its obligations in the sale agreement do not violate applicable law or any other agreement to which it is a party. The seller will represent that it owns the aircraft that it is selling, free and clear of liens, claims, or encumbrances. This representation varies sometimes. Occasionally, the seller has to acquire title to the aircraft from an affiliate or a financing party before the closing. Often, the aircraft is subject to secured financing, which the seller is obligated to discharge contemporaneously with the closing of the sale of the aircraft. What the seller does not normally represent is anything having to do with the condition of the aircraft or its maintenance records. The sale is made on an as-is, where-is basis. The protection for the buyer is its right to inspect the aircraft and records and be satisfied with such inspection as a condition to the buyer's obligation to close the purchase of the aircraft. The sale agreement usually includes a lengthy and conspicuous disclaimer of any warranty as to the condition of the aircraft, its fitness for a particular purpose, and any other warranty that may be implied under the Uniform Commercial Code, but which under the code is waivable by a buyer. In addition, if the sale of an aircraft is subject to a lease, the seller will normally represent as to the status of the lease, such as that the lease has not been amended except as disclosed to the buyer, the seller is not aware of any default by the lessee under the lease, and the status of rent and maintenance reserve payment balances. Generally, the representations that a seller makes are more extensive than those that a buyer makes. The reason for this is that once the seller receives the purchase price at closing, the risk to it is much more limited than the risk than the assumed by the buyer. Finally, we discuss provisions relating to the purchase price of the aircraft. The purchase price will often consist of a base purchase price and certain specified additions or subtractions. The additions could include interest on the base purchase price at a specified interest rate, measured from a reference date called the economic closing date to the actual closing date. An economic closing date is conceptually the date assumed as the actual closing date when the seller and buyer calculate the economics of the sale of the aircraft. The actual closing date will not occur, however, until the purchase agreement and related documents are drafted and negotiated and the conditions precedent specified in the purchase agreement are satisfied. Often, the economic closing date is several months before the actual closing date. Interest compensates the seller for not having the purchase price in hand on the economic closing date. Another possible addition, though not commonly thought of as an adjustment to the purchase price, is transfer tax. Transfer tax could be assessed by the jurisdiction in which the aircraft is located when the sale closes, but the parties will arrange for a delivery location, which their tax analysis tells them is not likely to cause a transfer tax to be assessed, normally because a tax exemption is available. Nevertheless, the buyer typically agrees to pay transfer tax if, despite the parties planning such tax, is eventually assessed on the sale of the aircraft. Transfer tax can be in the range of 7 to 9% or so in the United States, but as high as 20 to 30% or so in countries that have high value-added tax. Subtractions to the base purchase price could include a decrease to compensate the buyer for defects to the aircraft or its maintenance records that the buyer discovered during the buyer's inspection. If the buyer paid the seller a purchase price deposit when the seller and buyer executed a letter of intent or otherwise agreed to the sale in principle, the deposit would be subtracted from the purchase price payable by the buyer at closing. This is not actually an adjustment to the purchase price, however, because the deposit and purchase price balance still add up to the base purchase price. If the aircraft is under lease, the following amounts will be subtracted from the purchase price: the amount of any cash lease security deposit, because the buyer, not the seller, will have to pay it back to the lessee upon the expiration of the term of the lease; the amount of any rent attributable to the period that follows the economic closing date; and the balance of maintenance reserve payments, which act as a sinking fund payable by lessees to secure its availability to pay for future aircraft maintenance procedures. So, if the rent is payable on the first of each month in advance for the month that immediately follows the payment date, and the economic closing date is June 15th, there will be subtracted from base purchase price half of the June 1st rent payment, as well as the full rent payment made on July 1st and on future payment dates until the sale close. Thank you for listening to this podcast on aircraft purchase agreements. We have discussed conditions, precedent, representations and warranties, and purchase price adjustments. We welcome you to listen to Catton's other aircraft finance podcasts available on the Catton website.